And 6:06, it is mostly clear and 63 degrees in Tulsa. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. 90-degree weather is leaving us until at least Sunday. Cooler weather is settling into Oklahoma. National Weather Service meteorologist Brad McGaverick says temperatures will fall off with highs in the mid-70s to low 80s.
Those temperatures compared to normals for mid-July are anywhere from 10 to 20 degrees below normal. So the departure from normal will be, quite sizable from what we usually see this time of year. So that would be a noticeable change compared to recent days and typical July weather.
Widespread rain and clouds will make the temperatures feel even cooler later in the week. Well, PSO this morning is reporting that most people have their power back on at Adair after strong storms blew through the Mays County town yesterday. At one point, most of the town was without power. Earlier this year, you'll recall, Adair was hit by a small tornado. Today could prove to be a big day for Oklahoma schools.
1 month before public schools start the new academic year, the state Supreme Court is looking at the legislature's repeal of Common Core education standards. Justices will hear an hour of oral arguments in the lawsuit challenging lawmakers and Governor Mary Fallon's decision. Parents, teachers, and four members of the Oklahoma Board of Education allege lawmakers violated the board's constitutional authority over the supervision of instruction in the public schools. The lawsuit also claims the repeal violates the state constitution by giving the legislature power over the Board of Education. Conservative groups say Common Core is a federal intrusion. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
More people are taking to the skies. Passenger counts at the Tulsa International Airport are up for the entire year.
We have seen 7 consecutive months of positive year-over-year growth in terms of the number of enplanements, the number of people getting on airplanes here.
The airport's Alexis Higgins says the uptick in the passenger count seems to be with business travelers. Well, we've had 2 earthquakes since midnight. One was 3.9, the other 3.8. Both were southwest of Tulsa in Lincoln County. The Tulsa Chamber has a comprehensive plan to transform the region's economy after getting a list of recommendations from its 6-month task force. Director of Talent Strategies Denise Reed says a working group will start talking about the ideas this morning.
Our goal is to create a dashboard that is public and open to where anybody can look at this and see who's handling what and who's driving the process, who's, leveraging, collaborating.
The goal is to get educators and businesses working together to train skilled workers for Tulsa's strongest industries. Well, Governor Fallon's chief rival for the governor's office blasts her decision to close the workers' compensation court for the rest of July. Democrat Joe Dorman is also highly critical of layoffs of 16 employees in the Workers' Comp Commission.
Mary Fallon and the political appointees at the Workers' Comp Commission have demonstrated a complete and utter disregard for Oklahoma's workers.
Dorman claims Fallon has gutted the compensation court to allow businesses to do whatever they want at the expense of Oklahoma workers. Vandals do damage to the splash pad at Johnson Park at 61st and Riverside in Tulsa. The piping system has been damaged. The city says it's going to take time to fix those problems. Our weather forecast, the mold will be moderate today while the grass pollen will be high. It'll be mostly sunny and much, much cooler. We'll have a high this afternoon of only 80. Now tonight, it'll be nippy, down to 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds with late day rain and a high of 79. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now, at 610, it is clear and 63. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.